It is the year 2119. 99 years from now, explorers in America went to re-explore and colonize North America. Electricity was cut off by the BRICS nations of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa in 2026. All of Europe had their power kept on, but in the North American countries went to become the countries without power to communicate to their allies in the old world. So, Britain, France, Italy, Germany, and Spain sent explorers to find out what happened to America and Canada. British explorer Hugh Robinson was sent by the British Prime Minister of the time, Edwin Gordon, to find out what happened in Canada and America. Prime Minister, you can't believe what I found out with the US and Canada. What is it, Robinson? Check for yourself, Your Eminence. Christ, that's a targeted tragedy for both Americans and Canadians. Robinson, send our allies, France, Italy, Germany, and Spain, to meet me in London. Aye, Prime Minister. After the report came to the Prime Minister of Britain, the leaders of Germany, France, Spain, and Italy are all appalled by the BRICS nations' actions and unified to send EMP nukes at Russia, India, China, Brazil, and South Africa for the collective deaths of the American and Canadian people. The leaders met up in London 5 days after the EMP nuking of Moscow, Beijing, Delhi, Rio de Janeiro, and Cape Town to asunder power lines and communications in all around the BRICS nations. Germany is led by the great-great-great-grandson of Angela Merkel, Marius Rothke. France is led by the great-great-grandson of Emmanuel Macron, Remy Marchant. Italy is led by the great-grandson of Rogelio Cipriani, Ermanno Cipriani. And Spain is led by grandson of Gabriel Avila, Lucas Avila. I am glad that you all came in today. Danke. Das war Notch London Common Dorfton. Oui. Merci pour l'invitation, Premier Minister Britannique. Grazie per invito. Gracias por invitarme. Rondes, Premier Minister. My pleasure. I need to explain what happened to my kingdom's former colonies, the United States and Canada. They were tapped out of their power lines and we can't do anything about that. I am thinking of forming a pact to colonize the New World after what happened with the United States and Canada. France, I can give you your former colonies to maintain. Oui. Spain, you can have Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas as your colony. El Orgullo de España, Valle a la vida. Germany, You can have the Great Lakes. Itch Duncan Idrin Vitamels Gorbritannian. You can form a colony in the northwest Italy and call it Italian Cascadia. La Ringrazio Molto Gran Bretagna. As for the rest of the U.S. states and Canadian territories will go to Britain. Understood? Hui, Premier Minister Britannique. So then, Britain, France, Germany, Spain, and Italy formed the Recolonization Pact. Britain also went to colonize India and Tibet in the Old World. France takes Macau, a former Portuguese colony. Germany also gets the territories that were belong to U, which that would be the Guangdong area. Also, the rest of the Chinese land would become a dynasty. Shui, the Shui dynasty with its capital in Chengdu. Now to North America, Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona would form New España with its capital in El Paso. The French gets their promised former colonial lands in North America with Quebec. Germany got the Great Lakes that goes all the way up to southern Ontario, Canada. Italy takes Oregon and Washington and with southern British Cascadia to form Italian Cascadia. Britain took the remainder of North America to form the Dominion of America and Canada. The end. Abandoned in the New World is vocal directed, produced, written, and audio engineered by Elric Gottesen. All the voices provided in the audio play is done by Elric Gottesen. And of course, the studio that recorded the audio play is Bronze Pinnacle Sound, which is founded by Elric Gottesen in Milpitas, California. Thank you all for listening to the audio play, and I hope you will enjoy the upcoming audio plays starting from October to the end of December. Thank you all, and see you all in the fall. All right, bye. Brother, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? Is that what you're going to say, brother? Are we going to kill someone? Yes, we have to kill rebels. Rebels. They have cause for rebelling, don't they? They do have a cause for rebelling against our country's government. They want to bring about communism to our country. Communism? What is that? Communism is an extreme ideology that was dated back to the late 1910s with the Soviet Union. In case you haven't known what the Soviet Union is, they're still a great power in the world, just like our country, the U.S. What happened since then, brother? Communism since then grew to East Germany, and even went to China, Korea, only the northern part, Vietnam, and Laos. Oh, what year are we in? It is the year 1965. NATO and the Warsaw Pact are still going strong, and there is communist support against democracy. God damn it! We can't allow the communists to take the U.S.! Exactly, my brother. We'll ambush the commies with our fellow assassins. Smith and O'Neill, they are in a pact with our family. Alright, we'll save democracy from the communist rebels. We'll pretend to be communists and let Smith and O'Neill target the communist rebels and kill them all. Great plan, brother. Let's make our great plan go into motion, brother. Hey, Smith, O'Neill, don't target us who are in a pact with you guys. Yes,
we will not kill you both.
We will not kill you both. Good thinking, you guys. My brother and I can trust you both. Leave the matters to your allies, Trussell brothers. Yes, I would have to agree with my cousin, Edward. Thank you, cousin. You're welcome. We, the communists, are rising up in rebellion. It is your cue, Smith. Leave it to me. Jackson, kill the communist rebels. On it. Look here, communists. Is that Stalin? Where? Oh, where? Jackson, where are you having the assassination at? Right there. Commies, go ahead to be dead. Now, Jackson. How fucking dare you! Die, you fucking commie! You motherfucker! We got one. Who's the other leader? His name is Markel Wilson. He is apparently around the corner from your location after you shot Steven Real to death. You motherfucker! You shot my comrade in arms! I'm going to fucking kill you! Not before I fucking kill you first, commie! O'Neill?
Cousin!
Come in!
Come in!
O'Neill!
Cousin!
Come in!
Over!
I am barely alive, cousin. Andrew, call an ambulance for me.
I shall!
Do as you told me. The ambulance is heading to you right now, Jackson. Hope you will be okay. By the time the ambulance arrived to the hospital, it was too late. Jackson O'Neill has died by succumbing to his mortal wounds. The end. Brody, come over here, please.
What is it, Sir Buck?
Brody, how is my favorite servant doing?
Who? You?
I'm doing just fine, sir.
It doesn't look like it to me.
You seem to be depressed.
Do you have a desire to end your life?
What? Suicide? No. I am fine. And do you think I am depressed? I am not depressed!
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, hell no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
What is going on here, Master Burke? Brody? I am just throwing baseless accusations on my favorite servant, Brody Miller, Otis. Yeah, seriously, the young master's driving me insane. Oh, no, I'm not. And please do not call me young master. I am the master of this household. 1,000 pardons, master. Oh, all right then. Carry on, master. I don't have suicide in my own fucking mind, you idiot! All right. I thought you had depression in your mind, but I am such a dumbass for that. Hey, Dylan. I'm wondering what happens when the chicken crosses the road. Because the chicken dies? Nope. Because bop 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 bop. Dylan, can you tell a joke? All right, Theo. What happens if one turkey was in a movie with Bill and Ted? No, I don't know. Will you tell me? That would be Bill and Ted's bogus turkey. Man, that was funny. We're only telling two jokes. Theo, your last joke, please. Alright, what happens if you have a key into Abide by Me? What would that difference of the phase be, Theo? Abide by Key. That was cheesy to make me laugh my ass off, Theo. Now that I did my last joke, you can do your last one, Dylan. Alrighty then, fine. What happens if you have Roman Coke without alcohol? What? It would be Roman Coke without the rum. I am the heir of doom, Metrobius, and I'm going to send you all to hell! Metrobius Santos, the heir of doom. Surely you jest yourself on that statement. Do me a favor, would you? Keep it down, will you? He's looking down at me with his damned gaze. Why in hell is that possible? Yet, why is that to be the case there, Merrick? If we can't scale the walls between us, to open our arms in friendship to one another, to truly open our hearts to one another, that'll be the reason why we would be defeated. Oh, right. Shall we fight against the heir of doom himself? Yes, that's the reason why in the line I just said, We can win instead of being defeated.
Right. What? That is utterly impossible and ridiculous at the same time.
Yet we have the strength to scale the walls between us.
To reach out our hands in friendship so we can open our true hearts to one another.
That's how we win!
Yeah! What? That is utterly stupid to rush things at once to attack me!
We're not giving up on our cause. Why we teamed up against your tyranny.
It is the strength of our bond.
Yet we have the strength to scale the walls between us, to reach out our hands in friendship, so we can open our true hearts to one another. That's how we'll win!
What in the world is that?
That, my friend, is the Sword of Eternity. As long as the sword user still wields the Sword of Eternity, the person lives forever. In other words, they couldn't die.
Alright, let's see. How much does the sword cost me, Oronu?
The sword will cost you about 3,500 gold.
A great deal, and such a steal for me. I'll take it.
Thanks for doing business with you at my weapon store. You're welcome to be here at any time.
What are we doing here, cousin? Why should I know?
Well, it's fine that you didn't know, Rantivar.
Sorry.
I swear to our elf god that you are both knuckleheads! Who called me or my cousin a knucklehead?
I did, Rantivar.
I swear, in the name of the Arya family name, that you three are idiots! What?! Hey, take that back!
Sorry, but I can't.
And speak of the devil.
You are all idiots, and happen to be inferior to me and my Sword of Eternity!
That's impossible!
How did you have the Sword of Eternity?
Get a vampire who can give the peasants in Romania to fear me.
For the love of Romania, please leave my country and stay in Transylvania, you scary idiot.
What did you say to me, peasant?
Nothing?
What? Before that?
For the love of Romania, leave my country and stay in Transylvania, you scary idiot!
Yeah, honestly.
I have to agree with my brother Valley and with Tudor.
But I don't agree with you three. I am half human and half vampire. Idiots!
Yeah, stay away from us, you imbecile!
Hey, Don't talk dirty about fellow vampires. Yes, I agree with the Count here. I have to concur with the half-mortal and half-bloodthirsty vampire. Thank you, Count Riordan. You're welcome, Anton. Let's suck the blood of the Romanian population. Yes. My vampire master. We are the purest of the demons. We are declaring war on the warlocks. Warlocks are the worst race in existence in all fantasy. What is your plan for dealing with them, Xenocold? Kill them all. That's the only way around that. The warlocks won't know what hit them. The demons led by Xenocold are attacking our camp. What? That's a vile act for deviant demons to do so. Very well, tell our fellow warlock here to ambush the demons. Yes! Dime! Yes, Irvine? Our leader wants you to ambush and kill the demons, even Xenocold. Leave it to me. I will slaughter those deviants that raised my village to the ground. Is there an ambush? Yes. By whom? That's by me, Xenocold. Oh shit! Run for it before you all are killed. Hey, get your asses back here, demons. Get slain by my axe of justice. Leader, I have come with a report. Thyme has killed the demons. Excellent. Let's award him with a base in the southeast for me. Yes, my lord and leader. That's my reward? Thank you, leader. You're welcome. The end. I am the great god of the prison. If you think anyone else to be the god, they will be cursed for all eternity. Oh, hell no. You are no god. I am a god. You wish to take my god status from my cold, dead hands, Matthew? Yes, I will. Even if I am cursed for all eternity. No, you are a trash god. You SOB. Ha! Fat chance. You know why? I believe you are trash and you're filth. Man, you know that by now. No, I am not trash nor filth. You are trash and filth. Man, I have to show you that I am not a person who is personally trash.
Oh, no, I'm not.
You are!
Stop your arguing! Now!
Who in the bluest blue hells are you? I am the warden of this prison, Carter Morris.
Shut up, warden!
How dare you to tell me to shut up? Why in the hell did you say that to a warden like Morris?
It is because we can!
Shut the hell up!
How dare you, inmates!
Sorry about that. Hayden, why are you apologizing? I have to, in order for my sentence to be shortened. And by the way, don't be an idiot!
Excuse me?
Why are you calling me an idiot? It is not going to work.
Silence, inmate! Your sentence is shortened, Hayden.
All right, thank you. However, if you are chatting with this piece of shit for an asshole, you will have your sentence be up for more than 15 years.
Don't worry, I won't.
I have made it to Boston, the home of the Celtics. Wait a minute. What is going on here?
Let me get you the situation. God is putting his fury on our country.
Why?
Why? Because we got back to when we were in the 1960s. Racism. I thought that was history for good. Ken, I actually thought so too.
God, hear our prayer.
Please forgive us.
Hear our prayer. Give our country a second chance to live.
All right. I will grant your country a second chance. Don't mess it up. But I have one thing to ask of all of you.
What's that, God?
What is it that you're going to tell us? Be like brothers with all mankind that is under my faith of Christianity.
All right, Jesus.
As our Christian God decrees, as such.
Out. for me. I'm not afraid of what I have to say. One and only one.
What the bloody hell is going on here? I don't really know. Really? Artur! Gunterian! England is invading Wales and Scotland, and would come from my country of Brittany as well in the process. What? That's absurd. There's no way that the English would invade the Celtic countries. Sorry if I have to tell you this news to you, gentlemen, but they are invading your countries before they are going to invade mine. Very well, if you are still alive in Brittany, and we, and me and Gunterian are with the English forces, we're going to invade you and take over your territory. So, next we meet, we'll be on the battlefield. So, bye. Goodbye, Yvonne. Goodbye then, gentlemen. Nuts!
Nuts!
The English are going to invade our country! Ensure our defenses to be ready for the English troops! Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Soldiers, defend our country to the death! I'm in command from the King of England to have
you to attack both the Scottish and the Welsh forces. Attack both the Scottish and the Welsh. Glory to England! Lord Arthur, the English demands our surrender. What? Hand the message over to me at once. Here you go, my lord. Very well. I guess I have no other choice but to accept my fate. And for my country as well. To have our country to surrender to the English. All forces stop! I am known as Grand Prince Alfred of Wessex, Grand Commander of the English forces. And you are Duke Arthur of Carmarthenshire, am I correct? Yes, I am the Duke of Carmarthenshire. Tell everyone in the English forces of what you have decided upon for our own surrender and your surrender to us. Yes, let us end this conflict now. Yet it would bestill the grief of my people in Wales that I would have to surrender before you all in England. Grand Prince of Wessex, I have a request to make. And that is... Can you keep the wishes of the Welsh alive and well? All we wanted is a unified British Isles. A country without sorrow and chaos. I can't make that promise. But allow that wish to come true in the new age that I am creating. That seems to be okay. That sounds sufficient. Allow me to surrender Wales to you, England. I can accept your surrender. And now, the chaos in the British Isles shall end. English forced the surrender of Wales and Scotland, and accepted the surrender of the two countries. The Briton or Brittany also surrendered to the English, and eventually the Irish, or should I say Ireland, accepted their own surrender to the English, and England went to form Great Britain in 1116 as the Grand Prince of Wessex, Alfie, ruled over Britain as emperor. The capital is the same as our timeline, London. The end. On
late spring day in Colorado in 2005, Callum Santiago and Christopher Porter were trying to see if they can sell cannabis to help them get funding for college courses. Little did anyone would expect is that they would get brutally murdered.
Callum! Can you come over here, you asshole? What the fuck is it, Ben? Callum? Are you actually my loyal follower? Because I heard rumors that you deceived me and left me for dead to the police officers to lock me up in prison. I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Benjamin. Don't fuck with me, you asswipe. You really betrayed me. I am going to kill you. Wait, no!
With 3 shots to the head of Callum Santiago, he was brutally murdered.
Fuck you, asshole. Fuck me? No, fuck you, since you're dead, asswipe! Oh my fucking god! You fucking killed a person! I need to call the police! Oh hell no! You won't! You snitch-ass bitch!
Christopher Porter was shot dead, and the police came after that
to arrest Benjamin Collins for the murders.
You think I will die in hell? I am sure as fuck that I won't! Benjamin Hunter Collins, you are under arrest for up to 2 counts of capital murder, assault, and battery!
We're taking you to the precinct so you can be rid of your rights. Benjamin Collins was later found guilty of capital murder, assault, and battery on December 30th, 2006, and was sentenced to die by lethal injection. The same sort of injection that was the cause of death of some of the infamous murderers in history. And one of them is the Boomstick Killer. Benjamin Collins is known to be the fictional version of Kenneth MacDuff. And in the modern day era of America, Collins' lethal injection date was July 14th, 2007. So on July 14th, 2007 at 4:45 p.m., that is when Collins felt emotion as he was about to die. Benjamin Collins is the evil earthquake that actually hit the state of Colorado and through its very core of the justice system in Colorado. We prayed for the families of the victims. We prayed for the families of the victims. So with that in mind, the killer went to die by ways of lethal injection on his own birthday, July 14th, 2007. Benjamin Collins was only 46 years old. His body was never claimed by the relatives or even his own family. And with that in mind, Benjamin Collins was buried at the prison's graveyard. Only by his own death row number and the day of his own execution by lethal injection, which that would be 7/14/07. The end. Nearly to the end of the Eastern Han Dynasty. There is a need of a greater hero that would tame the chaos in the land of China. That greater ruler to tame the chaos is Liu Yun. But Liu Yun has competition. His opponents to his rule are Song Huang and Sun Yang. Sun Yang is the ruler of Jiangdong, and Song Huang is the ruler of the east and the northern part of the Han. As Liu Yun rules over the territories of Jing province and Bashu. Liu Yun was the first to proclaim himself emperor. He was the emperor of Yuan. Xiao Huang followed suit, declaring himself the emperor of Dong, and Sun Yang soon even followed him and them by calling himself the emperor of Tan. Count the dynasties in the lands of the Han. 1, 2, 3. 3 kingdoms. Except the matter of the word is that they are not kingdoms. Those 3 kingdoms are in fact dynasties. I declare war on the kingdom of Dong. My lord, is that the wisest course of action? Zhigigang, it is the wisest course of action if I need to unify the land. I have to agree with my brother. I have to agree with my brother on this one. Sorry. See? My brothers agree with me on this one, Zhigang. I could see that, Master Liu Yun. I have no other choice but to concede my plans on attacking Tan. Later in the capital of the Kingdom of Dong, Luoyang. What? Liu Yun of Yuan is attacking? Where are his forces heading for? My lord, they are attacking Tian Shui. Tian Shui? So that's where they're attacking at. We can send a unit to ambush the enemy outside of Tian Shui, my lord. Great idea, Jia Bo. But who could we send to ambush the enemy? I know just the guy that would do the job well, my lord. Who would that guy be, Jia Bo? My lord, how about Xu He? Excellent! Prepare to be promoted after the war, Jia Bo. Send a message to Xu He and tell him to prepare to ambush the enemy. If he kills 10,000 men or more in the battle, he'll be promoted to one of Dong's greatest lion generals. Yes! I am going to send the message to him right away, my lord! As my lord commands. Later at Tian Shui. What the hell? It is the kingdom of Yuan. The banner bears the Liu family banner. Regent General, the kingdom of Yuan is attacking here in Tian Shui. They're actually bluffing on attacking here. Who is the commander of their forces? Regent General, their commander of the battle is Guan Xuan, but leading the vanguard is his sworn brother Zheng Ke. Where are the reinforcements? Regent General, your eminence is sending Xu He from Zhang'an to the outskirts of Tian Shui. I am Guan Xuan, commander of the Yuan forces. I have come to take the head of Sun Yan. They're here for my head? Forgive me, your eminence. It seems that I am a burden for you. No, I am on my way. Don't die on me, Master Sun Yan. Thank Buddha, I got the mightiest of reinforcements. in the end, the reinforcements are for naught. Xun Yan was slain by Guan Xun, and Zhang Ke slain Xu He. Cao Huang surrenders the kingdom to the kingdom of Yuan. Jia Bo was executed 5 days later for trying to overthrow the Yuan dynasty government. The kingdom of Tan also fell to the Yuan dynasty 3 years later. I surrendered the Tan to the Yuan dynasty. You have made the right decision, Master Xun Yang. The end. I am wondering, why am I shaking? You can't be shaking, Duncan. This is the beginning of spreading the darkness in the land and in your country. Why in the hell are you both here, Aiden and Harrison? Are you both wanting to dive to me? Nope. Oh, hell no. You answered my second question. Now my first question. Why in the hell are you both here? Harrison followed me here. Sure I have. Then die, as you chose to die before me. Burn to nothing. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, an evil for evil. There's nothing that I'm afraid of. Baloney! There's something that you are scared of. Spit it out, Colin. A statue of Giannis Antetokounmpo. What? A statue of the Greek freak? What happens if we brought a statue of the Greek freak right now? Don't be an idiot, Luke. Colin, if we don't want to bring a statue of the Greek freak Giannis Antetokounmpo, you can't confront your fear. Alright, let's face that fear. Bring the statue of Giannis over here. Alright, don't be a fraidy cat when I bring it here. Alright, I won't.
Ah! Run away!
I wonder, what is it that I seek to do with my life? What are you doing over here, Jermaine? Lionel, I was just relaxing around the coffee shop.
Please stop doing so.
Why?
It is because of the coronavirus. You're supposed to wear a mask.
Why wearing a mask? It is because of the coronavirus. The air spreads the virus around.
Oh, okay.
God, you're such a dumbass! I am such an idiot for not noticing about COVID.
Brother, could you take care of your nephews for me?
Leave it to me, brother.
Thank you. I know that I can really trust you to take care of my sons for me, brother. I am going to work. We have the most serious report of news coming to our hometown of Baxter. We have a report that the coronavirus has come to the town of Baxter. Baxter? Crud. That's my town. How many are infected with the virus?
According to this news report, we have found out that 200 people have been tested positive for the coronavirus.
You know what? I'm going to stay home and work from home.
What? Why did you come back home, brother?
I think you should know, brother. 200 people in our town have tested positive for the coronavirus. That's horrible. That's why you'll be working from home, brother. I'll use Zoom to work. Ah, what a great solution, brother.
Father, I am glad that you came home.
Are you going to work?
Yes.
What am I supposed to do with my co-stars, which is fun? How about you and our friends play Smash Brothers? Smash Bros? What's that? It is a popular game franchise that brings franchises from Nintendo and other companies to fight one another. Oh, I see what that means. Noah, I am intrigued to play a fighting game at a time of uncertainty such as this. Alright, Caleb. Christopher, Owen, and Caleb. Choose your characters! I choose the Black Witch herself. The beautiful old Bayonetta. Wow, I was going to choose her. Oh well, I choose Crom. You and I are a team, Caleb. I shall pick Pit. I'll pick Dark Pit. We're a team together, Owen. Now, are we done picking characters? Let's have the fighting to commence! Ready? Go! Ugh. Dark Pit is basically a slippery one. Caleb, bring Bayonetta to kill Dark Pit, or should I say Patooey? I should oust Pit. Oh, wait! What are you doing with the Black Witch herself, Bayonetta?
Guess who?
Now this is where the fun begins.
What is it to do with you, oh great god of the underworld, Hades?
With me? I don't know, Caleb, but Noah, on the other hand, everything. You can't kill someone who relies on pretty Palutena without my consent is not okay. Hades, why are you here?
I should take control of your team and take down both versions of Pity Pat all my own.
Thank you.
spent too much time reading windmills. We go side by side and laugh until it's right. It's something that you want to show. Greetings to life goes. Take the darkest hour
and break it open.
One, two, two. Something that you want to show. Reading your life goes. Maybe anywhere the wind blows, it's all worth waiting for. Along the brush. Something that you won't show. Waiting till life goes. Maybe anywhere the wind blows, it's all worth waiting for. Anywhere the wind blows.
Hello, and welcome to the final episode of Elreezy's Audio Plays for Season 1. I am Elric Gatteson, the voice director, producer, script writer, audio engineer, dialogue editor, and even with that, a voice actor for the audio plays. In case if you're wondering, I have this podcast to be sponsored by Anchor. It is that very easy to make a podcast happen before your very own eyes. Well, I'm going to cue in the episode right about now, so cue it in! Rise of the Curse! Ja, das ist für mein Erbe alles. Du bist so ein Bastard Habermann. Halt die Klappe, du wollet Idiot. Nein, sie sollten die Klappe halten, Herr Habermann. Wir kannst du es wagen, du Idiot, Docker? Can you two Germans shut up? Nine,
you
du dummer,
Kleiner,
American sizer,
slobhound.
All right then. Don't say I warned you.
Nein, Leo, mein Freund. Du wirst sterben, du American Sizer Swamp Hound! Piss off, you fascist! Ugh.
The end. Aurizi's Audio Place is a podcast that is made by Elric Gottesen. The scripts are written by Elric Timothy Gottesen. The voice direction is through Elric Timothy Gottesen. The podcast is executively produced by Elric Gottesen and Katie Zeisel. Goodbye, and see you all for season 2 in October! Auf Wiedersehen und wir sehen uns alle für Staffel 2 in October. In October.
Goodbye, everybody. And thank you for all the support
for listening into this podcast. And also, I'll be back for the bonus episodes in September. See ya!
Welcome to the first episode of Elreezy's Audio Plays Presents. I thought I would mention that I am Elric Gottesen, the creator and voice of the podcast. We got ourselves to present you with the Dog of Pain and Laughter. Let's cue the first bonus episode in. What in the world is going on here?
I don't know what you're referring to, Simeon.
Anthony, I don't know what you're talking about now.
Simeon, you are like a barking dog in pain.
Anthony, that is nonsense.
What in the world did you mean, Simeon?
Shut up. I am going to watch an anime, and you can watch your anime, but leave me out of this.
Fine, I can do that then.
Anthony, turn down your laughter, man. I'm trying to watch Haimoto Umaru-chan. Better yet, I must change that, and fast.
The end. The Dog of Pain and Laughter is written by Elric Gottesen. It was voice directed by Elric Gottesen, produced by Elric Gottesen, and was also voiced, well, the characters were voiced by Elric Gottesen. I hope you enjoy the first bonus episode, and I'll catch you straight up for the next one. Bye.
Hello, and welcome to the second bonus episode of Elreezy's Audio Plays under Elreezy's Audio Plays Presents. I am Elric Gottesen. I am your central voice of the podcast. I'm hoping that you guys would have a fun time, because if you don't, I'll bring the funnies in, because this episode is active in fantasy. So enjoy
the episode. And cue it in!
You must be mad coming here like this. I miss moments like this more than anything. Oscar, what the hell are you talking about? Fuck you, dude! You are a motherfucking cocksucker! What in the hell did you just say? God fucking damn it! You are such a fucking idiot! Why am I even friends with you? I am no idiot! You're my friend because your cousin wanted me to be friends with you, you bitch-ass idiot! The end.
This is the second episode of Elreezy's Audio Plays Presents. Both characters, Hayden Porter and Oscar Armstrong, are voiced by Elric Gotzeson. The podcast is produced by Elric Gotzeson. The voice direction is from Elric Gotzeson. The creator of the podcast is Elric Gotzeson, and also the This and Mine. The scriptwriter for this audio play is me, Elric Gotzeson, and I hope you guys enjoyed the second episode. And sorry.
Hello, and welcome to the third bonus episode of Elreezy's Audio Plays Presents. I am Elric Gotzeson, the creator, voice actor, and voice director, and even producer of Elreezy's Audio Plays podcast. And with this bonus episode, I'm calling this Servants Without a Conscience. And I'm hoping that you would enjoy the episode, because it is a mystery episode. A mystery and a drama by itself. So please, I'm going to cue in the episode and join me on this very episode. Bye.
Where in the world are my servants? Get them over here.
Master Redman, some of the servants are without a conscience.
What? Without a conscience? Why?
I don't know why, Master.
Master Redman, can I come in? Oh, for God's sake! You may enter.
Thank you, Master.
What is it that you wish to say to me, Preston?
Your servants have committed suicide!
Oh my lord! Suicide? Honestly, that's such a cowardly act for my servants to be killed off that easily.
Blimey hell! Why did my fellow servants commit suicide?
I don't know why, Winston, but you haven't killed yourself off.
Oi, Preston! What in the bloody hell are you talking about?
Sir, I think you should see this, that Winston killed them, forced them to commit suicide.
Nonsense! I would never heard of such a thing!
Except for the fact that he had forced them to commit suicide, so
execute Winston, Preston.
Wait, hold on! I didn't force anything!
Goodbye, Winston.
Following by the orders of James Redman, Winston Brent had ended up being executed. So, in
full honesty, Preston has pledged his loyalty to James Redmond and called it off that he would end up being executed. So, basically this is the end of the episode. So, I hope you enjoy the third episode of Elreezy's Audio Plays Presents. I'm Elric Gottesen, and I'll catch you with the next one. Bye! Hello, and welcome to the fourth episode of Elreezy's Audio Play Presents. I am Elric Gottesen, creator and central voice of the podcast. And in this episode, I guess you might notice that I'll be speaking Italian. I'll give you a sample of how I would speak in Italian for you. So, devo un ipocrita. So, what I just said was, you are an hypocrite in English, which that would be Italian speak. Anyways, I'm going to cue the episode in, so I hope you'll enjoy this short comical adventure. Effect with determination. And cue it in. Alfredo, cosa devo fare qui? Come facciamo sarebbe ipocrita? Io un ipocrita e troppo assurdo. Se devo un ipocrita. Stati zitto, Alfredo, e scava Dio se così fatiso da accusarmi con accuse così infondate. Non sono così ipocrita. Oh! Sentito Ignazio, viene, or the end. All characters voiced by Elric Gottesen. Producer is Elric Gottesen. Scriptwriter is Elric Gottesen. Creator of the audio play, Elric Gottesen. And even with this in mind, voice director is Elric Gottesen. I hope you enjoyed this short comical adventure. And I'll see you back for episode 5 of Elreezy's Audio Play Presents. Ciao! And I am back with another episode of Elreezy's Audio Plays. And this week's sponsor is Dr. Pepper. So if you haven't had any Dr. Pepper, then I don't know what the heck is wrong with you. But anyways, enjoy some savory, fresh Dr. Pepper. It is a good one. Now, allow me to represent that I'm not even sponsored by Dr. Pepper. If I was, the podcast would have the sponsor right away, though. But this podcast episode is sponsored by Anchor. It's really that goddamn easy to make a podcast happen right in your own eyes. All you have to do is start an account on Anchor. And now, I'm going to cue in the episode. It's called Imprisonment of Winter. And roll it in. What the hell is going on here?
I have imprisoned Winter.
What? Winter, as in the season? You're a psychopath, Yenden.
Yes, the season of winter. How dare you do something that dense and stupid as that?
I...
Let me out!
Yenden, you are such an imbecile! Let me out of here!
That tears it. Yenden, I'm going to give you an elvish ass-whooping!
Bring it on, you elven son of a bitch!
Yenden was in tears as he lost the fight, and Delgor had let Glumlin to awaken from his slumber, and Glumlin would become best friends with an elf. The end. I just thought you guys would know that this is the third to last episode of my podcast. There are a couple more coming your way, and I'm hoping that you guys actually would like to listen to my podcast on any other places other than Anchor. Just as of today, Anchor just allowed me to say that this podcast is on Apple Podcasts these days too. So what are you waiting for? Give my podcast a listen, and I'll be back for the next episode. Sayonara.
And I am ready to give you the next episode of Elreezy's Audio Plays. And this first episode for today is going to be called Cruelty of Traitors. Of the Traitors, I should say. And this podcast episode is sponsored by Anchor. It is really that goddamn easy to make a podcast happen. Straight from your phone and even your computer. You can sign up for an account for free, whether it's from Facebook, Twitter, your email, or some other ways of connecting into Anchor FM. Just start a podcast over there today and refer Elreezy's Audio Plays, or even the creator of the Audio Plays podcast himself, that would be Elric Gatteson. So, without further ado, I would like to present you Cruelty of the Traitors! And cue it in!
What's all this noise about?
Lord Spencer, Tommy Smith has rebelled! He has taken his men from Baja California and is heading straight for our home.
Pathetic.
Let my sons take care of the tantrums of this bawling infant.
Cousin?
What is it, cousin?
Your sons are all fighting. We're the only ones here in Vegas. Surely it's up to us to take care of those imbeciles. Am I correct?
Yes, of course. We don't have much of a choice.
more imbeciles flailing mindlessly. I shall let them put this imbecile in his place. Later. I'm the chosen one! This can't be! How dare you! Once you have retired, you are supposed to grow old and die. Having unwanted men like you hanging around is... You imbecile! You seem to forget who dragged this old hermit out of retirement. Fool. If you claimed you're the chosen one, then stop blaming others. Just what is the point of this rebellion? Your foolishness shows no limits. I would have prepared properly and made sure that... Cousin, I think that is enough. Yes, of course. What a waste of time. I shall leave your fate to my sons. Welcome to the second episode of today's Elreezy's Audio Plays Presents. I am the creator and central voice of the podcast, Elric Gotsason. And the second and last episode of today's Audio Plays is going to be called Forsaking Gods, in which the sponsor of this episode, and like all the others, is Anchor FM. You can create your own podcast straight from your own computer and even your mobile device. It is very easy for you guys to create a podcast. I happen to have mine based in drama. So, right away, you guys, I'm going to let you listen in to the newest episode of Elreezy's Audio Plays. So please enjoy the episode, which I'm going to cue it in. Cue it in, everyone. Who in Judeo hell is doing this to us? Us gods of Olympus! Father, it is the mortals that we created. Hades? What do you want to talk about, brother? I think my nephew is right about the mortals doing this to forsake us. If you want, you can unleash the Kraken in Olympus. Just note, the Kraken is a weapon that I can only command, brother. Father, don't give in to Uncle Hades and his scheme. He wants the humans in Athens to die a sufferable death and take power away from you. Silence! Hades, these mortals are not like us, brother. We need to treat all mortals as merciful as we are to them. How did I see that the statues of the gods are crumbling to the Mediterranean Sea, brother? Brother, it's because of the wrath of the modern wars and even of ideologies of each of the nations in our modern world. Father, I see what you are talking about, what you're talking about. See, my son, your nephew, knows exactly what I'm talking about. I don't want to say it again, brother. We're done here. Hello, everyone. It is me, Elric Gotsason, and welcome to the next episode of Elreezy's Audio Plays Presents, and it's sponsored by Anchor FM.
It is genuinely that easy to start a podcast straight from your own laptop, your phone, or even on another mobile device like, should I say, a tablet. You can start a podcast now today if you wish. And today's episode is going to be called Spy of the Forsaken. Say this genuinely, I'm gonna cue in the episode. What am I doing in Edinburgh? You are to investigate the Scots' movements and get rid of the Scottish. All right, who ordered that from me? It was the Prime Minister. Through Her Royal Highness. All right. I shall not let Her Highness down. I hope you won't, because I will kill you myself if you do. What? It was only a joke. Don't take it seriously, Austin. Fine. I saw the earthly grouping of my generation destroyed. How I mourned humankind. A humankind is earth-like. A humankind is earthborn. A humankind is heavenly, however. A human, however hard it tries, will always try to be primitive. Down, down, down into the darkness of the human. Gently it goes. The undriven, the uncivilized, the natural. Humanity is a sincere state. A sincere state is the humanitarian. Oink, says the humanitarian, and oink, and then oink again. Pay attention to the humanization. Humanization is the most worldly improvement of all. Down, down, down into the darkness of humanization. Gently it goes. The soft, the ed, and the added, and the confused. Why do you think the man is immortal? The man is the most mortal of them all. Never forget the deadly and fatal man. I shall blame Dwight for giving me a dangerous mission. God damn it! You are such a jackass, Grissom! Grissom couldn't stop thinking about the goal. It was just so mad and raw. But he could never forget the hole. That morning, Grissom was shocked by the pole. He had to calm himself with a spa. Grissom couldn't stop thinking about the goal. Later, Grissom was spooked by a mole. He tried to focus on a withdrawal, but he could never forget about the hole. Phil said the goal wasn't that soul. Said it was time to start thinking about a claw. Grissom couldn't stop thinking about that goal. Grissom took action like a roll. The goal was like a toxic paw, but he could never forget the hole. Grissom's demise was droll. His mind turned to a thaw. Grissom couldn't stop thinking about the goal, but he could never forget the hole.